This podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering laboratory-validated nutritional and superfood products. Visit our selection now at healthrangerstore.com/nutrition, and thank you for your support.
This might seem rudimentary to regular listeners, but I can look at a compilation of the grocery receipts of an individual or a family. If I just look at what they eat over a 30-day period, I can tell you with near absolute certainty which diseases they're going to be diagnosed with. And the reason is because it's cause and effect. Now this idea, again, to those who read Natural News or listen to my podcast regularly, this might seem like common sense, but you gotta understand that to most of the health media and most of so-called modern medicine, there's still a disconnect between the food you eat and the disease results or the health results that you get. They don't connect the two. They still teach doctors that disease is spontaneous or bad luck or due to genes alone. Oh, your genes caused your breast cancer. No, it has nothing to do with the fact that you've been eating cancer-causing foods for 3 decades. You see, cause and effect. It's the pillar of science, if you think about it. Cause and effect. And yet, you know, we like to talk about physicists and lasers and space travel and gravity and all these things that are that demonstrate cause and effect properties. But when it comes to food, there's this rejection almost where people say, well, gosh, how dare you suggest that what you eat determines what diseases you get? How could that possibly be? I mean, there's still that out there. I know it's old school thinking. It's so outdated. It's crazy, but it's still out there. So let's go through some of the things that if people buy, we could talk about what diseases they're going to get. I'm going to start with the processed meats category. Because if I see someone, like I can look at your shopping cart, basically, and tell you what diseases you already have or what diseases you're going to get. So in your shopping cart, if I see a bunch of processed meat, what does that tell me? It tells me you're eating sodium nitrite, lots of it, over and over again on a regular basis. You're also lacking fiber. So looking at your cart, I can immediately tell you're constipated. You've probably got bad breath. I don't mean you in particular listening to this. I'm talking about whoever's the person in the grocery store. But they have a body odor problem because they're stagnant. They've got stagnation throughout their body. They're also going to have cancer. It could be colon cancer. It could be pancreatic cancer. Pancreatic is very common among those who eat processed meat. It could be brain tumors. But at the same time, they're going to have probably diabetes, type 2 diabetes. Now, it's a question of which diagnosis they're going to get first, cancer or diabetes. You can't really know the timing. If they live long enough, they'll have both, cancer and diabetes, because processed meats, again, this is not a problem with meat. Fresh meat is not the same way. Processed meat consumed with a lot of low-fiber processed food, and especially if I look in their cart and I don't see fresh vegetables, I don't see fresh fruit. I don't see whole grains or high-fiber foods. I just see a lot of processed meat and cheese and dairy and sugar and salt and corn chips and sugared-up breakfast cereals and microwave dinners. Then I know for sure, oh, this is a cancer patient. Maybe already has cancer, and they're just feeding the tumors. You know, tumors are hungry too, right? you gotta feed the tumor or the multitude of tumors. So that's number one. Then now let's talk about the diabetic, because a type 2 diabetes person is going to have actually a pretty similar shopping cart. It's just that they will often have a lot more soda. So they'll still have the dairy, the cheese, the processed meat, low fiber foods, lack of fresh vegetables, and they'll have soda. And that person will, of course, be borderline obese. Whereas the cancer person can sometimes be a thin person. You can actually, you know, you can be unhealthy and thin. Lots of people are, and they tend to get cancer. Unhealthy and overweight, you tend to get type 2 diabetes first, and then cancer as a follow-up. So if you look in their cart, and it's Pop-Tarts, it's donuts, it's sandwich meat, it's white bread, and you just don't see any real vegetables and fruits, that's type 2 diabetes. Right there. Very easy to see. Cause and effect. Right? Okay. Heart disease. Let's talk about heart disease. heart disease is caused by consuming things like vegetable oils, yes, canola oil, trans fats, toxic corn oil, GMO soy oil. So you get a lot of these oils from many processed foods and kind of cheap salad dressings, and of course vegetable shortening, which is nothing but cheap vegetable oils in a trans fats format. It's basically like eating heart suicide, you know what I mean? You see somebody with a big bucket of Crisco or vegetable shortening, you know they just can't wait to die. But they want to have icing on the cake while they die. That's the thing. They're making cake. You see cake mixes and a big thing of shortening and a couple of tubs of ice cream, you know these people are suicidal. They want everything to taste good on their way out. So they're going to have heart disease. No question about it. Now, here's another clue. You can look at someone's shopping cart. Well, let me just say, by the way, olive oil is healthy and coconut oil is healthy. So you can get rid of the toxic canola oil and the toxic corn oil and soy oil and replace it with those things. How do you know when someone's depressed? Well, here's a clue. You look at their cart and you see that they're medicating themselves with food to try to deal with their mood disorders or their depression. The key indicator here is many, many tubs of ice cream and a lot of emotional food. So when someone is emotionally devoid inside and they feel depressed, they will load up on foods that actually cause depression, by the way, but they're using it to medicate themselves. So if you see a lot of donuts and pastries, a lot of, you know, dessert foods that are like candy, basically, and sugared up cereals, you know, but ice cream is a big one, especially among women. You know, here's a typical female shopper. She's overweight, type 2 diabetic. She's on antidepressant drugs. Her shopping cart has ice cream, and it has some goody pastries in it, and it's got quite a bit of dairy and cheese. It may or may not have a lot of meat, but it's definitely got the dairy and cheese in it. So that's a typical, you know, she's taking antidepressant drugs, she's on insulin, she's on type 2 diabetes drugs, maybe on blood pressure medication as well. And if that continues for 5 or 10 years, she'll be on liver medication, and she will eventually be diagnosed with cancer. Now, how can you tell someone who's healthy? Well, the key thing to look for is fresh fruits and vegetables in the cart. So if you see a cart that is, let's say, 50-50 produce versus processed foods, that person there, I would say, is going to be of average health. If you see a cart that's 75% fresh produce, I'm talking about all the vegetables and fruits that are fresh, everything fresh. It could be onions. It could be even legumes, for example. But fresh vegetables and fresh fruit, if it's 75% produce and only 25% other stuff, they're actually very healthy compared to most. But if it's only 25% fresh produce and it's 75% processed food and junk food, then they're going to get disease. But they probably think they're eating healthy because they bought a salad. This is the thing. The people who are just a little bit healthy, they overestimate the quality of the food they're eating, and they think they're really healthy because they have like a couple of bites of salad with their spaghetti and meatballs with Italian sausage with, you know, sodium nitrite cancer-causing chemicals. It's funny. I always find it funny that people who are just a little bit healthy always think they're super healthy eaters, but they're not. It's the funniest thing. And then the people who are 75% fresh produce, they always think they're not doing enough, you know? And I guess in some way I'm kind of like that too. I'm like, I'm eating so many fresh vegetables and fruits, and I'm doing so many smoothies, and I'm drinking turmeric and avocados and organic bananas and all this stuff, but I always feel like I'm not doing quite enough. I'm in that category. You might be too. But by looking at what's in people's carts or looking at their grocery receipts, you can tell almost with spooky precision. It almost seems psychic, but of course it isn't. It's just cause and effect. But you can tell what they're going to be in terms of their health outcome. Now, I ask you this, given how easy this is to see, and I'd be happy to demonstrate this to, I don't know, any place that it mattered. Why isn't the federal government discouraging people from eating all this processed toxic junk food? Why isn't the media writing about this? Why isn't academia warning people about all this toxic junk food? The answer is the toxic food industries influence everything from medical schools, medical journals, science journals, mainstream media, television programming, and regulators such as the USDA. The processed food industry is a multi-billion dollar industry, much like Big Pharma. In fact, they work hand in hand. The toxic food makes you sick. The drug companies reap the financial rewards by treating your disease without actually making you any healthier while you continue to eat more cancer-causing foods. It's like a 1-2 punch in the gut, and they take you out, and they harm everyone. But you have a choice, and that's the takeaway from all this. You have a choice. You don't have to choose to consume their products, and that's the saving grace in all of this, that you have the power to opt out. Opt out of the toxic foods. And if you do that, you can be healthy. You can be cancer-free. Opt in to healthy eating, superfoods, anti-cancer foods, nutritional supplements that give your body the things that are missing from the food supply, and so on. You can be incredibly healthy. And you can learn more about this at my website, naturalnews.com, and see my videos at real.video. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
We all know that nutrition can help keep you healthy and improve the quality of your life. But when it comes to nutrition, so many of the products out there lack the nutrition they claim. There's a lot of organic fraud in the organic industry. There are a lot of products, especially superfoods, that are contaminated with toxic herbicides and pesticides, and heavy metals are extremely common in many foods, such as turmeric, for example, or maca, or even cacao nibs or various forms of cacao powder. Coffee often contains cadmium. A lot of people don't know that. And many detox supplements, such as zeolites, are loaded with aluminum and lead in most cases. We know this because we do extensive testing to verify the safety, the efficacy, and in many cases, the nutritional potency of certain foods and supplements that we're providing at healthrangerstore.com. We use an ISO-accredited laboratory facility that we built, that we own. We run it. We have multiple mass spec instruments. Some of these instruments, just one instrument costs, $400,000 or something in that range. It's incredible. We invested millions of dollars in this laboratory facility so that we could bring you ultra-clean, verified, safe foods and supplements at a level of quality and integrity that no one else in the world follows, not even close. Our requirements for low heavy metals are so strict that 80% of the lots that we test to consider acquiring, we have to reject them. They're just too dirty for us to even consider selling to our customers. But of course, those same lots are purchased by other nutritional supplement companies, and they're sold through other retailers like Amazon.com. They don't care about the cleanliness of products like we do. Nobody has these standards of nutrition and safety. We have the most strict standards. They're even more strict than Canada, Japan, the European Union, any country in the world. Nobody even comes close to our internal standards, which are published, by the way, at lowheavymetalsverified.com and glyphosate-tested.com. You want to see why we're the cleanest provider of foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements in the world using today's best science? Just check us out at healthrangerstore.com. Look at the certifications on our product pages that tell you how it's been tested and how it's graded. A++++, for example, on heavy metals or glyphosate testing. You'll see the results. You can look up the numbers yourself. You can see that it's the cleanest supplements and superfoods and personal care products available anywhere in the world, all verified by today's best science. That's what we do at healthrangerstore.com. And the more you support us, by the way, the more we can invest in these laboratory facilities, in researching new breakthrough products, herbal supplements, nutritional superfoods, combinations that achieve extraordinary results like turmeric and black pepper, for example. We will bring you more products because that's what we're into. Clean, efficacious, validated superfoods and supplements that help protect your health and enhance the quality of your life. That's what we believe in. To find all these nutritional solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. There you'll find hundreds of products with outstanding nutrition, laboratory verification, tested for heavy metals, pesticides, and much more. Super nutrient-dense superfoods, personal care products, health supplements, home care products, and much more. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. Healing the world through clean food, that's our slogan, healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I thank you for your support.